couple of new changes to NutriMedical.com. You'll notice if you've been away for a while, I'm doing a bunch of new things. Firstly, we've reopened up all the wellness conditions. You'll also see the wellness conditions every day are going to be changing as I update them. And the new updated ones will be present on the front page of NutriMedical.com. You can go down to that panel, which is right under the Radio Archives and Listen Live panel. It says Medical Conditions. And you'll see there, for example, today, Acute Macular Degeneration Update, you know, that's AMD, Cancer Recovery Protocols, Depression and Bipolar Type Mood Disorders, Energy, this is the Energy Pathways and Athletic Performance Support, Leg Circulation Support Protocols for Arterial and Venous Production of Good Circulation, Prostate Infections and Benign Prostatic Reversal, due to Male Andropause, which is the male side of like menopause in women, Thyroid Hypothyroidism Recovery, etc. And you'll see there's hundreds of wellness conditions that are listed up at the wellness conditions at the top. You don't need to use a password now. You can use the search box at the top. Couple things that I recommend. Number one, don't run and try to get nutraceuticals from anywhere else other than NutriMeds. Number one, that's most important. Number two, do interact. If you think that the protocol looks like there's things out of date or you can't find them on the site, it's probably because they're not on the site. There's old protocols there that go back over some years. Do just email me and say, look, doc, I got this and that problem. I saw a protocol. Here's what I saw in it. And I'll give you an update, and I'll post it up on the website. Now, I'm doing a number of things to update these further. There's going to be a lot more pictures, videos. There'll be more extensive explanations of how to use the nutraceuticals, but there'll also be a professional grade level talks and videos that will include medical references. So for health professionals, you'll see this. For example, in the circulatory one, I'm going to be putting more video up on things like the endopat and endothelix technology, the diagnostics of cardiology, and so on. Most people, including the doctors, are sloppy. That's why, as I say, if I ever get tired of doing radio, I just have to be a medical legal expert witness, which I'm certified in every specialty. You do not want legal on the other side if you're in court over a malpractice case or a drug case where the drugs cause damage, because I'm going to pull it apart and untie the Gordian knot, and there's going to be a lot of guilty parties. Now, this is A to Z here, and if you look under A, you'll see a list of different things like allergy, anemia, angioedema, ankle instability, anosmia, which is loss of smell. And you'll see a date beside those. If you see anosmia, for example, which is loss of smell, you'll see a date as to when it was last done. That protocol was posted up new August 31st, 2015, so there may be some updates to that protocol. You can email me, and I will give you an update. That's free. If you have a consultation, if your condition is so complex that you need to do records, never, and this is a never, fax or mail any physical records. Always scan them. You can go to a Kinko's or a Staples, and you can get a thumb drive. Go to your computer, and you can scan them. And if you scan them into a folder, like Google OneDrive or whatever, the best thing to do is to send me an invitation to be able to get to your Google OneDrive, because it may be a file so big, it's not going to go through email. So I recommend strongly that what you do is set up a file system on your, you know, either directly on your computer or on a proxy site, and then send me an invitation to be able to get that Google Drive. I have a giant computer file system here. I literally built a supercomputer, and I have all kinds of ways of keeping files, so I'll know where your records are. If I need to access them, I can get them anywhere in the world. The reason is, when I start consulting with someone, I'm usually consulting with them on and off for years, and I don't want physical records hanging around. I want something electronic that I can scan, look at, expand, look at, whether it's an MRI, CT scan, lab work, whatever. And I go considerably farther than the conventional test. These are federally certified labs. I'll take a 23andMe and Prometheus. I'll take an organic acid analysis. I'll take a metabolites analysis. I'll take toxicology analysis of the toxic chemicals in your body, whatever's going on, if it's a forensic case. And, you know, I'll provide you the best medical and surgical advice, not just kind of saying which herbs you need to take or nutraceuticals. I'll provide you the advice of what kinds of specialists you need to see pronto, and what kinds of conventional care is okay and what kind is not. Most of the time, it's not. 80% of the time, it's a, uh-oh, why are you doing that? And this is how you interact. So I opened it back up again. I'm hoping that people won't abuse it. And the primary abusers are people like health professionals that think that they can, a little kernel of information, they're going to run with it. They don't know. These are 7-grade nutraceuticals. Many of them I've designed myself. They are not available in this complex array anywhere else on the internet in the whole world. You need to know. This is the start of the information I need to provide to people. I call it level one care. Level 2 involves more advanced nutraceuticals, special peptides that are not nutraceuticals, a special technology which I'm developing, which is very unique. It's epigenetic therapy. The integration with hyperbaric oxygen and advanced diets and other things. And then eventually we're talking about metatherapy where actually change your biological circuits in your tissues. So you have to understand we have quantum diagnostics like QRMA, bioplasma, and metapathy with Hunter. We also have advanced conventional investigations, imaging studies, SPECT blood flow scans, positron emission tomography that I'm going to recommend you get done with your doctors, quantitative electroencephalograms, and a battery of a PhD level psychologist and physiologist that can actually do these tests on you, neuropsychological testing for trying to establish brain injury or brain dysfunction, analysis of deep brain function and so on, looking at metabolites, for example. So you need to understand that I know about tests and investigations that can literally pull apart virtually anything. That's so why when we talked about the monoamine oxidase 2 gene, which is a mitochondrial gene for degradation of dopamine and norepinephrine, tied directly to violent behavior, depression, and suicide, I can pull them apart. I can find out why they have a, quote, abnormal brain. Now, other people don't, and this is a don't have the skill sets. Even if you're a neuroscientist, you won't have the breadth of knowledge to understand the imaging studies, the genetics, the epigenetics, and the quantum biology. I do. And I will tie it into other specialists and research articles that I have from other specialists and put it in a big comprehensive panel to say, hey, this is why your kid is a violent offender. This is why your child has got Asperger syndrome. This is why you are getting bipolar depression because you got seizures of the limbic system and the amygdala of the brain. This is the metabolites, and if we see these change because we put you on a nutraceutical program and mild hyperbaric oxygen or other things, transcranial lumen photon or pulse micropulse or other epigenetic treatments, we're changing your brain chemistry, physiology, and your epigenetics. So what you're seeing is I'm problem solving and creating the moving cutting edge of medical science. And it's both an art and a science. And if it doesn't have solid science, and it's done in an artful way that can be validated with repeat testing to see if it worked. You don't need a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. You need ways of testing to see if you're getting the objectives that you've set met, whether it's imaging studies, organic acids, or quantum tests like a quantitative EEG. So understand it. So if you go like A to Z, you'll find some categories. You won't see very many in there. For example, go to R. And you'll see under that radiation environmental protection. Again, this is not only strategies for normal radiation protection, but protection against Fukushima Daiichi, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, rheumatoid arthritis, rosacea, which is a skin disorder that the conventional doctors use drugs to kill off the specific pathogens that trigger off rosacea. That's usually in Northern Europeans. And many of the diseases you think that don't have a stealth pathogen, they do. You can, and most of the doctors don't even measure the test to see if they can find the signature of a stealth pathogen in the person's immune system, like IgG and IgM antibodies, or the presence of abnormal cytokines that persist years after. So when we see with somebody, for example, with a Northern European illness called giant arteritis that can cause blindness and retinitis, what's called scapulohumeral arthritic pain syndrome, you have to understand that I actually have advanced knowledge on how to actually test for the stealth pathogens, like an MS. MS is a oligodendrocyte-induced antibody response to Lyme or Lyme-like parasites. They're always implicated. We also know that rheumatoid arthritis is always implicated, that there's certain genes, polymorphisms present, such as HLA-B27, that's combined with the presence of a stealth pathogen, Mycoplasma hominis. So just like Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the yeast that literally that rises bread, it's a cross-linked amino acid sequence between the proteins of the fungus and its mycelial branching form and autoantibodies that attack your basement membrane of your bowel that induces ulcerative colitis. Most doctors don't have a clue about this. I can prove the immunology of it. So you have to understand, I'm providing you a level of knowledge and care that's above your specialist. It's in complementary to your specialist. It integrates it with all the other things that are going on to cause you to be well or sick. And it may recommend surgery. It may recommend an intervention. It may recommend that certain drugs are safe and reasonable. It may recommend, in most cases, it's going to tell you to take nutraceuticals and other technologies instead of drugs, because drugs, by and large, induce disease. So that's how to use the wellness conditions. Okay, That's the first step. The second thing I want you to understand is we're posting up a lot of new videos. Do go over to live stream and sign up. If you sign up, you're going to get a notification when I'm doing a video. I did a part one last Friday. Finally had to rework it and get it relaunched, and it's up since yesterday. It was an interview with Jim Fetcher, 44 and a half minutes. I also did an interview. I also pulled up on that interview a section with Mr. Dugin. It's a Russian philosopher that did a very good analysis of the Obama administration and its current policies in terms of bringing America and Russia to the edge of a nuclear war. And I mentioned this early on the program with Harley Schlanger, and you need to know I have regular and classified in what I call supernatural level knowledge, that back in May, Obama actually launched what's called a missile defense shield, which is not really adequately put together to give us a defense shield. But he's saber-rattling against a nation that could wipe us out. And on Friday, the day after the Aleppo attack, he actually launched and fully activated the U.S. missile defense shield, which scared the crap out of the Russians, and they decided, thank God they decided not to do it, to think that we're doing a first strike on them. But it's what you see if you look at their satellite-based warning systems. They'd see this thing light up, and they'd say, oh my gosh, the Americans, under Obama, before he leaves office, are thinking about a first strike on Russia. Mother Russia. Well, you need to understand just how crazy Obama is and how evil he is. And if he's evil, Hillary's 1,000 times more evil. And I call it the Kool-Aid girl, because she looked like the giant jug of Kool-Aid out there. And she did manage to stand for 90 minutes, but something was up her back. It looked like she was walking like a robot. And there's also, you know, when you look at her speech, which is very wooden and robotic, when you see how prepared she was for this talk, and you see Lester Holt not using any hardball questions, you realize the media is so corrupt, just like the constant comments from Comey to the Congressional Committee. It's obscene, the kind of answers. And he's there with the squinty, swollen eyes, kind of trying to say, yeah, you really believe me. This is an okay answer. No, it's not. And you can see the incredulity of the congressman asking Comey questions. And it's like, he didn't even start with a grand jury, which had made certain that Hillary Clinton's aide, who actually was given a pass so that she couldn't be prosecuted for destroying national security emails. This is mind-boggling that she could show up as the attorney during later parts of the interview, because it's an open interview. And he makes lame excuses like, you got a major person, the Secretary of State, you don't set it up as a grand jury, you don't swear her in under oath. They did everything they could to shield her, and so they literally, her, she's corrupted now the State Department. She's corrupted the Justice Department with Loretta Lynch, who's a Muslim. She's corrupted now the FBI with Comey, who, by the way, was an attorney for the USBC bank that was laundering the drug money. You got to understand that Comey is not a good guy. He's a very bad guy, very slippery bad guy, and Congress is not happy. I guarantee you that if Trump gets into power, Comey's out, but not only out, he's probably going to get prosecuted for misprision of justice and lots of other violations of internal rules in terms of operation of the FBI. And this investigation is not going to die. It's not going to die. And I guarantee you, even if Hillary gets in as a president, there's going to be moves by Congress and senators. If there's enough majority of the Republicans, they're going to try to move to start the process of impeachment. Because there's enough evidence here that she's not going to get away with this. They're not going to totally shut it down. It's not going to go away. It's not. And my guess is, in the next few weeks, when you're seeing a lot more release of information from the WikiLeaks, this is going to start getting a lot more ugly. A lot more ugly. And Comey's fancy dancing isn't going to work. So that's what you're seeing there now. If you look at this panel, you can see on the Listen Live panel on the front of NutriMedical.com. And by the way, go visit the news items over at clayandiron.com. You're going to find the above government technology, all the other news items, very important videos, the spiritual religious things, my prayer of the 12 stones, many other issues are all over there, Clay and Iron. You're also going to see a lot of new videos coming up on the Deagle Network that are going to come through live stream on our RSS and video feeds worldwide. You're going to see a lot more YouTube and Vimeo feeds of special videos on every topic, on every product, on most of the issues. And after every show, there'll be a recap that'll go over the show contents and additional articles and so on that'll be embedded in a video you can just watch. And you'll be able to watch it anywhere, your phone, your iPad, your computer, anywhere in the world. By the way, I'm putting up on Vimeo as well, because if YouTube takes it off, it'll be on Vimeo, and Vimeo doesn't do that. So you need to understand, if you saw a video and it's destroyed or taken off of YouTube, it'll be on Vimeo. Vimeo, to some extent, has some features and so that are far superior to YouTube. They don't have as large an audience, but they, if you want to put up a higher resolution, you can. You can cross-index it more. And they never take it down. They never take it down. They also have a policy where we can add a lot of other features to the video over in Vimeo. But Vimeo will not take down my videos. It's my own private channel. You need to see also that on that panel you're going to see special, we call wellness videos. Those wellness videos will be up, both up under every product and every protocol. You'll see them also under separately under YouTube and Vimeo. And you'll see many of these new interviews also be over in live stream. So multiple ways of getting the information. There's no way they can shut it all down. Tough on them. We have video on demand, too. So we're going to have some VOD. Some of these articles, research, and other materials, especially the professional-grade stuff that deals with physicians, I may post some of this information, which is much more technical, over on the pay-per-view channel. But I'll post a hyperlink, and if you want to go there, even as a public, you can pay the fee and watch this professional-level grade thing on how to read an MRI scan for, let's say, AV malformations, how to look at a high-speed CT scan, to look for calcium score, what types of tests to do for peripheral neuropathy, such as their axon 2 scan, EMG nerve conduction studies, what kinds of physiology are tied or to specific genetic disorders. Those will all be on video on demand, but there'll be a hyperlink directly from the protocols. And if you and the public want to watch them, you just have to pay a small fee, usually anywhere from $4 to $10 to see those special VODs that will be professional grade. The regular protocols, though, and the regular instructions will all be free. So how to use the protocols will all be free, but the more advanced stuff that's much more technical, meaning for health professionals. And I'm putting together also in that the training videos that will be for doctors, and it's only available to doctors to do the diagnostics. At some point down the road, we'll have enough diagnostic centers in the next 2 or 3 years around the world that we'll have to have professionals, say, in Europe or Egypt or China, that I'll train to actually do interpretations and analysis. And if they get lost or in trouble, they can contact me and I'll do a further analysis by logging on TeamViewer 11, logging on to their data, whatever home country they're in, and then doing an overread of their analysis of the diagnostic analysis of the metapathia hunter, etc. So those are also going to be on VOD, and the public can look at them, but you can only be certified to be a diagnostic and analyst if you're certified through me and you'll be signing a contract. The way that the diagnosis happens on the sites like PPRDI with Jim Gersey is before you do your test, you need to purchase 2 time units of phone consult for a QRMA and fill in the 11-page form called More Information, the More Information Download Product Information Sheet, which is an 11-page intake form. You need to attach any documents or history you want or lab work, whatever, because this is a real consultation. And the QRMA is used because I analyze the data to look at what minerals are you deficient in or nutrients, what organ function is deficient or toxic, what heavy metals or other toxins are present, and then I make a thesis as to what was most probably wrong. If I have additionally the more advanced study called a bioplasm or the most advanced of all with the metapathia hunter, I'm able to actually dig a lot deeper, and that requires an immediate purchase before you even do the test of 4 time units. That's 2 hours for me to review data, to analyze your stuff, and to log on to computers and whatever site is doing the testing, like in New York City with Jim. And I need a credit card, so there's additional lab work to review, or I have to log online with a live person or do much more analysis, we need to do that. So 2 units for a QRMA, 4 units for a metapathia hunter. You can contact PPRDI. Do not do the test until you purchase those consultation units, because I can't analyze it unless you have consulted, because I do all the analysis. You don't get any from Jim or anybody else. They just collect the data. I do the analysis and the recommendations. So that's how the diagnostic testing is done. Back in just a moment.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
I dropped the ball. That first segment should have been with Dr. Bob Thiel, and we're going to try to connect him now. He has already sent me some links here. He was booked several weeks ago, and I just looked at my schedule. So we should have Dr. Bob on shortly. He already has given me a couple of topics. I'm going to mention some of them that we're going to cover in the next three segments. The world is turning ugly as 2016 winds down is an interesting topic. The reason for the unease of 2016, and we talk about this, he's referencing Brandon Smith's report that there was a definite unease in the United States and elsewhere in the world in 2016. We're going to go over his 7 points and explain why biblically these are reasons of concern. He discussed the general unease, the global agenda, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, risks of debt, etc., physical preparations, the beginning of Soros, riots, loss of personal liberties, USA loss of internet control, October 1st, which is next week, believe it or not, the coming famine of the word, which is the Bible suppression. Hey, Dr. Bob, sorry for the missing in the first segment. I spaced them on having a pencil in my schedule, but it was good because I went over a few topics, but I want to dive right into your list of issues here. I had an interesting article that I pulled up today that I want to just throw to you. It's an article from called Globalism is Antichrist, Demonic, Theologians are Arguing. We'll begin to that later, but theologians are arguing that the globalism pushed by Obama and Hillary Clinton is demonic. And I think you have a spin from your side, so I want to get into your issues here. Things are really turning ugly, aren't they?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, the title that you read was actually from an article that I saw on Zero Hedge about a week ago.
Right.
And or maybe a couple of weeks back, and it was like, okay, this is interesting. So I went through this guy's list, and I thought, it's interesting. So let me read a statement or two for your listeners.
Right.
And so they'll see, just, this is written by a guy by the name of Brandon Smith.
Right.
He says, I have to say that the negative reverberations in our current economic and political environment are becoming so strong, it is impossible for people not to feel at least some uneasiness in their gut. People know that something is about to happen, even though they can't clearly define it. And then he starts to go into different things, including what the globalists are doing or his view of the globalists, etc. And I was taken by this because this was a secular person. Okay, he's from what I could tell, he doesn't believe in biblical prophecy. Maybe this person has some appreciation of biblical prophecy, but there wasn't any in there. But he was saying, look, you know, this has been a strange year. And if you think about this year, we've had, you know, various terrorist things going on all over the place. We've had the most bizarre presidential nomination process that we've ever had in the United States, as far as I'm concerned. And others seem to share that.
Right.
We have two primary candidates right now who are disliked by not 20% of the population or 25% of the population, but somewhere between 60 and 70% of the population. Maybe it's 58. Depends on which survey you look at.
By the way, most of the hatred of Donald Trump is artificially created by the media. It's not based in reality. He has a couple of noxious things, and I said he has a political potty mouth. He's a baby Christian, and you have to wonder, because he's got a lot of Masonic symbols, he's a high-level Scottish Rite Royal Archmason, so you have to understand this is consistent with Christianity, and I've argued with some people, including my wife, Michelle. I need to tell you that if you're surrounded by the wrong people, this man's going to do things that are not good, even though he's a great salesman. We have to understand we need to pray for him, but you have to understand that Donald Trump, he even failed in this latest debate. It's obvious the first half hour he did pretty good, but he got taunted because of his own ego to getting into things that weren't dealing with issues that would have made him look good in the interview. So
I agree, and while I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on Trump, you said something that I thought I'd share with your listeners about the mainstream media and him.
The lame brain media, how's that?
All right, well, let me tell you this one, and again, as you know, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter. As far as Hillary Clinton goes, your listeners probably know I wrote a book against her called Hillary Clinton Prophecy and Destruction of the United States. So this is at that stage. Anyway, I'm in a restaurant, and I look up, and I see an anti-Donald Trump, must be pro-Hillary Clinton ad. And here's what it said. They put this up in print on the TV screen. Donald Trump wants to punish women for having an abortion. And then it says, you know, California women have to oppose this. This does not agree with us, and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Now, I don't know truly what Donald Trump says about abortion, but I don't truly know what he believes on it. But to put on this ad that he wants to punish women for this, when what that was related to is he was asked a question once. If abortion was illegal,
hypothetical question.
Abortions,
yes.
And women got abortions, should they be let off for it? And he basically said, well, no, whatever, it's going to be whatever the law is.
Yeah, he got baited into it. He didn't think it through. He didn't realize.
But there was nothing wrong with that answer.
No,
okay?
No, but they expanded it, didn't they? They went to town on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I said in the break, and I just repeated an abbreviated version, but I'll put it together in a video after the show. What people need to understand is I have a lot of experience in both the United States, Canada, and multiple sites. I practice in Vancouver. I know what's going on in Ontario. If the Canadian healthcare system, same in Britain and all these socialized countries, public abortion is easy sneezy. But what they're doing is they go, let's say, to Vancouver, Canada, and in many communities, the Chinese and the Indian community, if it's a girl, it's going to get aborted. So they walk down to the ultrasonographer that's federally certified. They found out there's no handle, no penis, so they end up two blocks down. They schedule the abortion. Boom. And they're not just killing babies because they get the blood test now. They don't have to do amniocentesis for Down syndrome. 93% of the abortions in the world are female. They're not genetically defective. They're female. People need to get this. And it's not just happening in China where they had a one-child policy, which is now gone. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in Europe. And it's happening everywhere. And now with the gene defect, they passed a law in Indiana where Mike Pence defended this law that said you can't use genetics to say, hey, a child's going to have Down syndrome. When I found out from the ultrasonographer at the Isaac Walton Kellam Hospital, because, by the way, I was trained in ultrasonography before any radiologists in Canada were trained in it. I trained in the 70s with the head of research in radiology on ultrasound. And so when I saw the nuchal thickening and the endocardial Cushing defect on my baby, I knew it was going to have, the little girl was going to have Down syndrome, because you could see. The radiologist started doing what are called intellectual pummeling. And I'm not an easy guy, as you probably know. I'm not Mr. Pushover. So I tore a strip off this radiologist about 6 feet wide. And then I started getting calls for the geneticist who just happened to be Jewish. And he'd call me day and night. It was already 6:30, 11:30 at night. And eventually got to the point where I started to show my what I call my mafiosa horns, which means is, listen, Mr. Doctor such and such, you need to get down on your face before the Most High God if you're Jewish and pray that your little Hebrew sister, my daughter, is going to survive the surgery after she's born, because she has to have a C-section, because she wouldn't survive a normal pregnancy delivery. And that my little Hebrew daughter, because I'm a Cohen descendant, is going to survive. And if you call me one more time, you're not going to call anybody else again. Get it, buddy? In other words, I had to threaten him to get him to stop bugging me multiple times a day. And I can tell you, if you're in Canada, the number of females being aborted in Canada is disgusting. They wonder why their population doesn't grow unless they have immigration. It's because they're aborting all the females. They're going to have a massive increase in males. And all these Western nations where the cultures basically only want males, Chinese cultures, Indian cultures, etc. It's terrible. Well,
the Chinese and the Indian one, by the way, I think that's going to contribute to the 200 million man army.
Oh, of course it will.
And all by these the way, males, and there aren't enough females.
Well, by the way, do you know who quoted that from Revelation 9 is Mao Zedong. He actually quoted Revelation 9, believe it, from the Bible when he wrote it. And the reason why I know this, my sister speaks three different dialects of Chinese. She traveled all over China, and her husband is from just outside Hong Kong. Their family literally escaped because they were bankers, very intelligent people. And her daughter, who had a PhD in nuclear plasma physics by 18, that's how smart she is, Danielle Deagle Fong, she knows because she traveled all over China. She saw that the unregistered girls in all these peripheral areas in the middle of nowhere in China, hundreds of millions of them, all kinds of girls, but in the big cities and the main public areas, they're so aggressive now, even with their two-child policy. If you try to have a third child, they will not only abort right to the moment of delivery, they'll kill the baby, and if the mother happens to bleed out and die, tough luck. That's current China, and we have most favored nation China status with these maniacs. In the People's Republican Army, we are crazy and we're evil. That's what we are. And I've been in contact with the Laodai camps in China. If you have one piece of Bible, if you have one scripture, if you start to evangelize in China, the house churches are terribly persecuted. 80% of the new Christians in the world are Chinese. 80% of the new Christians in the world are Chinese. And the reason is the persecution always makes the church grow. And if you're found guilty, you get sent to the Laodai camp, and the very first thing they do is they do HLA typing to whip out your organs and send them to, you know, to Bergen-Belsen, Germany, or to the, the clinics in Atlanta. They actually tried to recruit me to actually be organ procurement to send through the trauma emergency department when I worked in Georgia to the, to the Atlanta big hospitals there. For organ procurement, because it's a worldwide network, a multi-billion-dollar network, grabbing organs from people, especially in countries like China. So abortion is just part of this big mess. And when Hillary Clinton wants to say to women that he's against women having a right to abortion, how about you have the right to stay sterile? Put in a valve. Do a tubal ovarian removal so you don't ever get a pregnancy. Don't get sexually transmitted disease. This doctor in Austin, Texas figured out 35 years ago, how to put a valve in through your belly button that costs like less than a buck. That can make you never get pregnant. And if you want to get pregnant, you just turn the valve on, boom, you get pregnant. But you also can never get a sexually transmitted disease. Nothing can go from your uterus to your pelvis. So when I hear Hillary wanting to support abortion, this is satanic. I support the right of a woman to not ever get pregnant. It's your right. But don't tell me you have a right to abort when it's genetically a different person in you, or now you're carrying a pregnancy. And by the way, most of these abortions now, eventually, and they just published this in the last month, they don't need females to reproduce the human race now. Do you know that? They don't need females. So if you think in a future dark world that females are going to exist, you're an idiot. Because in many of these cultures, like in China and India, they don't need females. Period. Crazy, isn't it?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on. As far as where more Christians are coming from right now, I'm not convinced it's China, but I do know that a lot of things are going on over there.
There's a lot there. Let's put that, if my number's way off, who cares? From what my contacts are, there's a lot of house churches growing like crazy because of the persecution in China.
There's actually interest there. Actually, this week, I wasn't going to mention this, but someone contacted me and said somebody he knows is going over to China, and he knew we had some literature in Mandarin Chinese from our church, so I sent that out. It actually went out today, so we're working on that. Well, anyway, getting back to the general subject here about people feeling uneasy, there's different reasons that people are. One is, you alluded to it before, and that's this tendency toward what we'll call a globalist agenda.
Yeah.
Now, the basic idea, and Pope Francis has promoted this, the United Nations has promoted this, and others have promoted this. The general idea is, if they can overlook religious differences and get people to just agree that all religions are equal, which they're not, but if you can get them to do that, then they believe this will be a major factor in attaining world peace. And it's been surprising how many of the people in the interfaith and ecumenical movement have actually been pushing this whole climate change agenda, because that's also part of the globalist agenda, and so they're all kind of doing this together. Now, on one hand, you know, who's going to go out and say we want the planet polluted? Well, people aren't going to, you know, they're not going to do that. So it sounds.
But carbon dioxide is not a pollutant.
Look at the details.
Nitric oxide.
So you look at the details of what they're talking about doing.
Yeah, they're talking about CO2 as a death gas. It's an obscene anti-science ridiculousness. It's like, let's put it this way, it replaces science with a form of schizophrenic philosophy that's not based on science or mathematics. That's crazy. The fact is, oxygen is generated when plants take carbon dioxide and turn it into oxygen. And the world oxygen concentration, because we're killing the benthic layer of the oceans, there's 100,000 dead zones in the ocean, some of them hundreds of thousands of miles, where the top 10 meters of the oceans is dead. There's no life there. We have one trash heap up in the North Pacific Ocean that's three times the size of Texas. We have one half of the so-called rainforest is cut down, so 80% of the oxygen comes to the benthic layer of the oceans. I know, I'm an oceanographer, and I can tell you the world is dying, and these idiots want to make it happen faster.
Well, they believe that they basically don't believe in God, and they basically believe that humankind is going to solve the problems, and that's not going to. It's going to.
They don't even want to solve. It's just a lie they promulgate. They want to kill the planet. They want omnicide. They want us to all die. They don't even want bacteria to survive.
Well, certainly a lot of them want less people, and that's part of it. One of the things that you mentioned before in the introduction was, you know, in terms of what's going to happen ultimately. You know, the Bible warns about 666, which your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with.
Right, the mark of the beast.
Read Revelation 13, verses 16, 18. You have the mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell without this. And you think about this. When the Apostle John was inspired to write this, roughly 1,900 or so years ago,
Yeah, around 1,900,
okay,
yeah.
A little less than that. Okay, but anyway, you couldn't control all buying and selling. Okay, you couldn't do that. Okay, because if you and I went out and met in the woods someplace, I could give you a piece of copper and you'd give me whatever I wanted to buy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But now, we're getting more and more where less and less cash is being used. The Europeans announced that they're going to take the 500-euro note off the market. The United States is talking about taking a $100 bill off the market. They're acting like this is just some great terrorist tool to have this kind of thing. And they're going to get to the point, they're talking about in some countries, completely doing away with all currency.
Right.
And if they completely do away with all currency, that means the only way you can buy or sell is with something electronic, which is something that can be tracked. And again, some people who kind of poo-poo the Bible and don't want to believe in prophecy is like, well, understand when he wrote this, that couldn't happen. We mentioned 200 million man army before, right? When John wrote this, there weren't 200 million men on the planet.
Yeah, well, you know, Mao Zedong actually quoted the Revelation 9 when he actually was talking about his little red book he wrote. He actually referenced Revelation 9 of the Bible. I know Chinese contacts I have actually said that Mao Zedong sarcastically referenced the Bible when he said he could raise an army of 200 million Okay? So Mao Zedong said this now more than half a century ago. Okay? So people need to grasp this. Now, I want to make a statement here, and people may be in shock, so you better be sitting down. There's not a person on earth, anywhere, that knows more about the technical and spiritual aspects of the mark of the beast than I do. Now, God appointed
agree to disagree on that.
No, I can prove it, okay? Now, I'll give you an example of some of the tech specs I've just mentioned. Number one, I had a supernatural visitation that I was going to be brought to the city from which the mark of the beast would come. Less than a year later, on July 10th, 1994, I walked to the same place that I was taken supernaturally. I know more tech specs, and I could write an encyclopedia of all the tech specs of the Virtual World Project because I took care of some employees 6 years. Everything from the LEO server satellite system to the multiplexing signals to the supercomputers Cray-4 and Cray-5 gallium arsenide chips and all their means of communication and artificial intelligence right down to the Promise software and the AI systems integrated with every phone, fax, email on the planet. Okay? And then on the spiritual side, people need to understand that what's going on with the economy, like the Deutsche Bank issues, the economic issues with Janet Yellen talking about a Fed coin to replace the coin with a digital coin, the idea that they're trying to, there's a battle right now between the tectonic battles of the Brexit nations and the non-Brexit under the Federal Reserve and Euro system. And people need to understand the Euro coin has the Rothschild marker on it. If you look at any currency note in Europe of any country, it may have a country a marker on it, like a German or Italian marker. Every single note and every single coin in Europe has the Rothschild mark, which is under the globalists. So we're very, very close. I can't tell you what month or year it's going to happen. All I know is that when they demolish it, which is a controlled demolition like the 9/11 World Trade Center towers with nukes and RDX, which we proved, and we also have documentation on this with Jim Fetzer's work with Mike Palachek and my documentation trying to do nuclear toxicology on it, there's a controlled demolition coming very soon, and they have the replacement with a biometric world currency. And it might be just something as simple as, hey, you have to have a validation through your cell phone, can validate all your transactions, like Google Play or Yahoo, whatever it is, or Samsung Pay, and you're going to need to validate it with digital fingerprints or an iris scan. These phones are set up to actually do an iris scan on you to determine if you're who you are so the transaction can occur. And it'll be all electronic divots in their system, and that's coming quick. The first nation to complete the entire biometric iris scans and digital 10 fingerprints is India. Believe it or not, this giant nation of India, the second largest nation on Earth, is the first to complete the database on Earth of all their citizens. India. What do you think of that?
I think, first, as I mentioned before, I do believe that when you see about controlling buying and selling, that it's going to involve technology.
And oh, yeah. I'm going to write up and put videos and write it up this year because I think it's real close. And if there's people that disagree, that's fine. Disagree all you want. But I have enough tech specs and enough proof that it's really, really close. And I can't tell you when, but you can tell they're thrusting toward with Agenda 2030 and with other things like trying to push in Hillary. Hillary is the most unlikable candidate, the most evil candidate, the most corrupt candidate. It doesn't matter. What does it matter is like Hillary says, you know. The latest book, by the way, by Hillary Clinton, it's up on Amazon, is, you know, Stronger Together. They took 2,000 to 3,000 down negative comments where one-star people have made so many comments they couldn't believe it about this crazy book that she wrote. Did you hear about that? Stronger Together?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Oh, my God.
No, I heard about Stronger Together, yes, but I didn't hear about the...
Oh, it's something else. I'll give you an example. I just... 4 days ago, the morning of September 19th, there were 893 reviews of this book. By evening, there were 983. The reviews were merciless and many quite funny, though mostly accurate. The morning I look and there were 209 reviews. What happened to all those other reviews? Apparently Clinton had friends at Amazon, Mr. Bezos. Edited to add, in the WorldNet Daily article, there was a comment, this may be the first book to receive more reviews and sales. And I think that possible. Meanwhile, Hillary is laughing all the way to the bank. First, she gets $8 million advance from Simon & Schuster for her last abysmal failure. And now she's getting somewhere around $14 million for this book, The Woman Could Hustle Bernie Madoff. Well, it looks like things have changed in the past 9 days. Apparently, Amazon censorship scandal and the subsequent outrage from their customers got the attention of the front office and decided to let the free speech ring. Maybe that, and by the way, it's now to around 4,000 plus. And Arena, one of the comments was, This is actually almost humorous. It says, you know, the one said, I was going to give it 1 star, but I feared for my life, so I feel better now. So I gave 5 stars. I mean, people need to understand that they're ready to blow it, and it could be before the election or just afterward, but they're going to blow it, and when they do blow it, we're moving into the mark of the beast system right away. The next step is the mark, period. And it doesn't have to be a mark in you. It could be your damn cell phone. It could be you can't do anything except an ATM is going to validate your iris scan and your digital fingerprints or a terror scan of your bones, which, by the way, they can do as you travel in the vehicle at 70 miles an hour, reach with the steel of your vehicle, or your, they can actually see your bones, which is the most accurate way of identifying you at high velocity is your terahertz bone scan. People need to know that. So that's where we're going. And it's going to happen real quick and very catastrophic like 9/11. It's right around the corner. I don't know when, but I can smell the sulfur and the breath of the dragon on our necks. That's how close it is.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Count to 10. Feel the
Jim, it is the end. It's the end of the secular age is coming quickly. And that closing curtain says, woe to you, earth, and you see, for the devil, the great evil one, the lying one, Satan, the opposer, he's coming down to us. And he may be here now. I don't know. All I can tell you is we are so close to the demolition of the world economy. We're so close to the mark of the beast. It's no wonder people have this ugly feeling, not just like the 1914 before the World War started, World War One or World War Two, when we really set up the circumstances to guarantee it would happen. This is much worse. This is, according to the Bible, and I believe it entirely, this is going to be the most vile and evil period affecting the human race that ever was or ever will be. It's coming, and it's on the doorstep. We're there. And when we look at see somebody like Hillary Clinton running for president, and you see signs all over Trump's campaign, Hillary for prison. It's obscene that she's even able to run. And we see Comey this morning giving his testimony at the Congress. It's like, you've got to be kidding. This is not a comedy routine, Mr. Comey, the director of the FBI. This is obscene. I mean, you have other lawyers looking at this guy saying, I want an opinion. You're a lawyer. Why don't you give an opinion? And Comey's trying to dance around this. It's scary. And people think, well, that's just a theory. You're making this stuff up. No, I'm not. I have first-hand knowledge, and it's a lot nastier. People, I only tell you 10% of what I know because, to be honest with you, if I told you everything I know, most of you, your heart would stop if you knew what I knew. Your heart would just go, you flatline. You don't. I'm going to release the information when I need to, when God says I'm not going to run ahead of God. But I'm going to tell you, things are a lot worse than you can imagine. A lot worse. Comments, Dr. Bob.
Well, I would comment that things are worse than most people think. Jesus talked about a time called the beginning of sorrows. We seem to be into that. One thing that's going to come after that is another period that you alluded to, which is the Great Tribulation.
Yes.
Not there yet. But if you look at what's going on, again, some of the things that I brought up, and for your listeners, I sent you links to a couple articles about some things we did not get to discuss on the show today that if they want to see what's going on. And we've got a video also where we go through scriptures regarding regarding basically a lot of things that people are uneasy about right now.
Yeah, I know she has an article.
Could be uneasy.
You have an article here about UK will oppose any idea of an EU army. They're trying to make a unified European Union army like a German, French, whatever, Austrian army. That's scary. I mean, we know the rise of the superstate Europe is one of the things, and in fact, the biblical experts going back to the 50s have stated that Britain could not be in this final army. That the Bible prophesies that the Isle of Britannia would not be part of this monster.
Right.
Interesting.
It'll be taken over by it, but they won't be part of it. But the Bible says European army is coming. Daniel 11:25.
Oh, yeah, you can see it. There's no doubt in my mind that you're right on there, Dr. Bob. Well, sorry I ranted a bunch today, but it's important people understand that things are far worse when we see what happened with this debate with Lester Holt, with Hillary Clinton. I called it Hilda Beast or Killary Rotten Clinton. How's that? That's a better name for her. Amazing. Unfortunately, we are the witnesses of the time of the end. We need to be like the sons of Issachar, wise to the Bible, praying face down, repentant and witnessing toe-to-toe to those who do not yet believe, but they will when horror happens, because it's coming quickly. God help us. Thanks a lot, Dr. Bob. We'll see you in...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.